There is certainly the possibility that this impasse could lead to a collapse of the peace talks. However, both sides, both Israeli officials and Palestinian officials, say that that is exactly what they are working against. However, the Israelis make it clear that they don't want to go into negotiations with preconditions, as they regard the Palestinian demand for settlement freeze as a precondition. The Palestinians say that they do not want to get into a cycle of negotiations that lead nowhere and have settlement construction going on while these negotiations are going and are taking place. They liken such a situation to having the pie eaten while it's being negotiated.
The U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell is in the region. He left Washington earlier this week. What is his role in all of this? Has that been determined?
Special envoy George Mitchell is acting as a broker, trying to get both sides to find enough common ground to keep talking. The United States has been working in recent days very, very intensely to get both sides to agree to continue talking, to perhaps reach enough common ground on the issue of borders, on the issue of settlements, to continue the negotiations.
Meanwhile, what has been the reaction among the people in Israel to all of this? You've got hardliners who do not want the Israeli government to make any concessions whatsoever, and yet you mentioned something about a watered-down compromise coming from the government.
There are some segments in Israeli society and even within the cabinet of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu who say that Israel could be in a position to offer a partial settlement freeze. That is, that certain construction activity in certain settlements could be frozen while the negotiations are underway, and or at least for part of the time that the negotiations are underway. What some of these cabinet members, in particular Dan Meridor, who is considered a more center than other members of Mr. Netanyahu's coalition, says that perhaps Israel could offer to stop building in some of the settlements that would likely be handed over in a final status agreement.
Luis, have any meetings between the two sides been scheduled, or is everything in limbo at this point?
The talks, you could say, are pretty much on hold, at least not public. There are no talks being held publicly between the two sides. President Abbas on the Palestinian side is waiting to consult with Arab leaders in Cairo at the start of October before he makes a decision on whether talks will continue.